Glad you came to see us today. After we last spoke, we checked your blood work, and I'm afraid to give you some bad news. It seems like you've come down with a chronic case of smarty pandas. Oh, what's that? Well, it's a genetic disorder where your brain has too many brain cells. So many, in fact, that you can't be as happy as everyone else. What a shame. Oh no, don't worry. It isn't fatal. But we'll need to cure it right away, so you can live a long and happy life. Nurse Maiden and I are experts in the disease, and we'll do everything in our power to cure you. You aren't our first case, and you won't be the last, I promise you. Now, we do have a treatment plan in place, and we just need you to sign these consent forms, and we can start inpatient treatment right away. Oh, of course, you'd have to be admitted here full-time, so we can monitor your progress. The drugs we use here are quite strong, and we need to make sure you're on the right dosage. Nurse Maiden?
Yes, Dr. Subject.
Take this patient to be prepped for treatment right away.
Of course, Dr. Subject. Now, come with me. Oh no, it's okay. We here at BS Medical Center will take good care of you. Sit here, and I'll get the gas going. This is perfectly safe. Trust me. Now, as I put the mask over your face, I'll need you to breathe in. Reprogramming. It's a personal favorite of mine. I mean, treatment. That's what I meant. Treatment. So breathe for me now. Just breathe.
Breathe deep for us now.
And focus on how good it feels to allow the drugs to drift into your system. That's right. Breathe so deeply for us now, and allow the drugs to relax you. You are so safe here with us, ready to allow your mind to be reprogrammed, changed. And that's okay, because it's going to be so nice. Such an enjoyable experience. As you continue breathing in and out, you can feel your body relaxing, your mind relaxing, drifting down deeper and 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 deeper. And deeper, and deeper, and deeper, and deeper, and deeper, into that nice drowsy feeling. The drugs drifting into your mouth and sinking into your mind. Corrupting you, taking you away. Your mind isn't yours anymore.
Deeper and deeper down. Sinking, drifting, falling down. So comfortable and relaxed. So drowsy and drugged.
And as you continue breathing deeper and deeper, you can just imagine the drug trickling through your system. That's right. As it goes in through your mouth and travels into your bloodstream.
The drug traveling around your system, dropping you deep down to sleep, drowsy and relaxed, so deep, so drugged.
And now that you're feeling so nice and relaxed, you can just continue to breathe deeply, allowing each sound you hear, every word we say, and each and every second that goes by to drop you deeper into this drug. Deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into drowsy submission. Deeper into the feeling of haziness as your mind reels in the drug out of bliss of deep slumber.
Are they ready for reprogramming, Maiden?
They sure are, Dr. Subject. Once we brainwash them into bimbos, they can be part of Maiden Industries' plan for bimbification of the entire world.
Excellent. Let's get them to the brainwashing chamber.
All these bimbos belong in a fucking zoo. I can't believe they fell for our plan.
They always do. What can I say? I guess it's the lab coats. They work wonders to instill a sense of trust.
Okay. Dr. Subject, phase 2 is ready to go.
Rise and shine, sleepyhead. Come on, it's time to get up. Oh, don't try move, honey. It's no use. These straps we've used to restrain you are made of steel. Maiden Industries sure knows how to make a reprogramming chamber.
Silly you. You fell for our trap. And now we're going to brainwash you. Make you our little bimbo. Your brain stamped with the Maiden Industries seal of approval.
B.S. Medical Center? I can't believe you fell for that. Oh well, it looks like soon you won't even know your left from your right after we've reprogrammed you.
That's right. Our brainwashing machine will strip you of all your smarts and free you of all that pesky worry or shame. And you can just be a happy, bubbly bimbo. Now doesn't that sound fun?
That sounds delightful.
It's too late to escape now. Listen to the voices echoing through your mind and think about all the fun you're going to have as a silly little bimbo. Because that's all you're going to know.
Brainless.
A dumb and brainless little toy. So happy and giggly. So dumb and silly. It so easy to imagine yourself giggling your mind away. You're not using it anyway, and nor do you even want to, not after this.
It's so easy to giggle your mind away as we fill the room with memory sink. This fog is our special concoction of bimbo juice, in gas form of course. The pretty pink gas filling the room, creeping into your lungs, your blood, and into your mind.
And as you breathe deeper, you can just focus on the voices swirling around your head, drifting in one ear and spiraling around your mind.
Bubbly,
the harder you try to listen to the echoes,
bimbo,
the more you seem to lose track of the words that we're saying.
The more I sing.
And isn't it fun to just imagine those
the
words
more I
just
sing.
Drifting through your mind?
The less I
as you
think.
Listen so intently,
the more I sing.
As you try to hold on so tightly to those meanings
happy
behind
and
the words.
Happy and
the meanings
happy
behind
and
the words. Words are just letters. What are letters anyway? Letters are meaningless without a meaning.
Wouldn't you rather just giggle them away as you realize how silly words are in the first place? As your mind continues to fill with silly pink fog until all that's left of your mind is pink mist, echoing words and giggles. Why don't you just let yourself giggle?
Giggle your mind away.
Giggle your mind away.
So good to giggle your mind away.
Giggling it further and further into the fog as it drifts away. As you lose track of your smarts, your wits, your will to do anything but just smile and be happy. Giggle and be the perfect bimbo. Who needs words when you have something far better? Brainlessness. Your smarts, your IQ just drains away. Right out of your head.
And with each second that passes,
and with each word you hear,
you fall deeper and deeper.
Dumber and dumber.
Deeper and dumber.
Dumber and deeper.
So easy to listen. So easy to fall. So easy to giggle your mind away.
So giggle, silly bimbo.
So accept your fate.
But that's okay, because we both know.
We both know.
How much you're going to love being stupid.
Dumb.
Mindless.
And brainless.
A brainless little bimbo.
An empty little plaything.
And I'm sure Maiden Industries will be able to give you a wonderful job being a bimbo for us.
Spending your days not thinking and just smiling and being so carefree. It's what you need.
So sad for all the smart people who will never know how content you are and how blissful it is to be a bimbo. To have your mind filled to the brim with pink mist. Completely corrupted and so easy to be what we want you to be as we tell you how and what to think.
As you simply follow along, floating so gently on the mist in your mind as you can see the words coming to the surface of your subconscious. I am a brainless bimbo.
That's right. I am a brainless bimbo. Say it. Say it under your breath. Repeat those words until they stop making sense in your mind, until they imprint themselves in the back of your brain.
Repeating those words again and again and again and again and again as they mingle with your mist in your mind and allow you to sink deeper and deeper down into your own dumbness, into a mindless stupor, where all you want to do is be the best brainless bimbo you can be, as you repeat your mantra and giggle your mind away.
And I wonder whether or not you'll lose the words to the mist, or if you'll lose the ability to speak through your giggles first. Perhaps you notice that the more you giggle, the dumber you get. So do the more you try to repeat the mantra, only to be cut off by the giggles, which means you only have to try again. And it's so hard being trapped in that cycle of the mantra, the mist, and the giggles, but it's so fun to know that you don't need to think.
You don't need to think.
Thinking is so boring.
So boring. It's fun to giggle.
It's so fun to be brainless.
And you know, each and every time you want to return to this bimbo space, you can. All you have to do is say those words. I am a brainless bimbo. While you are in a safe and comfortable position to do so.
And you know, if there is an emergency or you need to get out of bimbo space to take care of something, You can do so easily and effortlessly by counting up to 5.
Like right now, because in a moment, we're going to count up from 1 to 5, and as we do, you will start to awaken, feeling so happy and content, refreshed and energized, knowing and remembering each and every single thing we did, and how much fun you had with this little fantasy.